This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Welcome back to the program once again, and I'm glad you are here with me. And as I was trying to think about what I wanted to address, I noticed there are a lot of questions that are backing up, questions that have come in through email at jackstockwell@gmail. And I want to address a couple of those because I think they're relevant to everybody, and they're very particular at this time of the year, especially as we're going into spring planting. For those of you who are fortunate enough to have backyard gardens or are fortunate enough to be living near farmers markets, outlets, where you can, on the weekends, go see what your farmers are bringing in. Now, I know it's not harvest time, but there's still a lot of other things that wouldn't hurt to spend an hour or two on the weekend at a farmers market and shop, to keep these people coming back. Now, whether you're buying honey or decorations or paintings or whatever else they might have to offer at this early time of the year, go and patronize these people. Keep them in business. Keep them showing up. Because whatever you buy from them, you probably won't be buying commercially in the supermarket. And what you don't buy commercially in the supermarket is actually going to add to your health. And that's what I want this show to kind of be oriented towards today. Because most of the nutritional problems that we have in this country today pretty much come from the fact that we're trying to make something out of nothing. And when we eat foods that have lost the essential elements, we're cheating the body by forcing it to try to build tissue and make repairs without the necessary materials. And what are you going to end up with? What you're going to end up having degenerative changes taking place. We're going to try to force the body into degenerative changes when you eat the kinds of foods that do not support restructuring and the regrowth and the rebirth of new tissue inside the body. Your body can't take that creamy filling in a Twinkie and use it in place of calcium for the bones. I know that's kind of a silly thing to say, but I think it'll give you the idea. And so if you don't get the minerals and the vitamins to assimilate the minerals you're taking, so that, let me use teeth as an example, to build and repair your teeth, you're going to have tooth decay and you're going to end up losing some teeth. And after the teeth have been formed, you may not have any more decay after 25 or 30 years old for that aspect, but the same forces from then on are going to start a disintegration and failure of repair of the supporting bone underneath the teeth. So while you may not be plagued with the cavities you had as a younger child, you're going to start losing teeth because the supporting structure, the jawbone underneath, is going to start getting loose, and because of the deficiencies that need to be present in our diets. Now, the effect of these deficiencies in our diets, and by deficiencies, I mean missing critical, vital micronutrients that are necessary for even some of the rarest, simplest processes inside the body to take place. We know there's all kinds of minerals, and we know there's a whole bunch of vitamins. Vitamins that Mother Nature made, not the vitamins that are coming from a drug company. And without these things, we're headed towards degeneration. Now, every moment of your life, you are moving towards rebirth, regrowth, rebuilding, or you're moving toward degeneration and death. And the thing that decides which path you're on is the person who made your food. Probably the most important person in any family group is the person who's preparing your food. And we are so caught up in the day-to-day stresses and rigors that are necessary just to keep a roof over our head. But some of this stuff is just kind of momentum, and we don't give enough thought to it, I think. That's really important. And I think it's perfectly reasonable, perfectly logical, that your body cannot make something out of nothing. But in practice, there's a lot of people who are trying to do that, and they don't give it a moment's thought. Now, there was this Dr. Pickerel, I think it was over 100 years ago. He was a medical doctor in New Zealand, and he carried on some very valuable research. And he received the biggest prize that the medical profession in England could give him for his research. And he published this book in 1911. And speaking of that, if you really want to learn something about human nutrition, you have to read the nutritional books before World War II. If you read the books on nutrition after World War II, for the most part, it's based on synthetic vitamins and overly processed foods and foods that come from commercial farms that are loaded with pesticides and herbicides and fungicides that carry through the food processing mechanisms that end up on your dinner table. If you really want to learn, to repeat myself, the essentials of human nutrition as it applies to a healthful physiology and expression of life, you have to read the nutrition books before World War II. After that, they were co-opted by big pharma and the medical industry to steer you away from the thought that you can heal yourself of various diseases by better food choices, towards the idea that only drugs heal, that only drugs cure, and that your only way out of physical degeneration is through the use of drug therapy. So, in this book, it was called Dental Caries and Oral Sepsis. And in this book, he pointed out that tooth decay, in his study of the planet, tooth decay does not occur in any country that did not have access to modern commercial foods. And he won the biggest prize in medicine that the nation of England could grant to the British Empire, because of what he did in the research that was involved in this book. And so what happens, and when I say commercial foods, I mean commercial foods as opposed to what you harvest, what back then, of course, what they were harvesting in their backyard or from their farms. Today, the farmer's market is the equivalent for a lot of people who live in the cities to be able to try to glean from the earth in an organic sense what our grandfathers, great-grandfathers, and great-grandmothers were living on all the time. Today, I think it's 2% of the U.S. population lives on farms. 100 years ago, it was over 50%. And for whatever reason, transportation, modern day, whatever, we've moved away from that. And when we've moved away from that, we've moved away from the vital nutrition that keeps our bodies alive. Now, this Dr. Pickerel was talking about dental disease only. And a lot of other diseases, I think a whole list of what, I don't know if I told you about Dr. Pottinger or not, but what he found in his test animals would have to be added to that. Dr. Pottinger was a medical doctor and a researcher that lived in Laguna, just south of LA. And he had a kind of a retreat. And when the starlets would start to get a little bit pudgy there in Hollywood, the movie moguls would send their starlets down to Dr. Pottinger for about 6 to 8 weeks to thin them out. And the diet he used back then, it was essentially the Atkins diet, high fat, medium protein, almost no carbs. And when you go on a diet like that, the fat just drops off you like water over Niagara Falls. So within a few weeks, they would thin down. And remember, the movie actors back then belonged to the studio. That's not the case anymore. But back then, you did what the studio told you to do if you wanted to be in their movies. So they would send them down to Pottinger. Now, Pottinger was working with cats, and he was doing a lot of research because, interestingly enough, cat physiology, more so than a dog, is very similar to the human physiology in the sense of the nervous system. A cat's nervous system is more similar to human nervous system than a dog's. And so he would be doing a lot of research on these cats to find out what was the best diet for them. And of course, it turned out, like for most mammals, as raw as possible. And so some of our authorities have termed arthritis, or what's called pyorrhea, when your teeth start to get a little bit loose, or you start having bleeding gums, or a combination of these things. It's essentially arthritis of the gums. Now, you may not have thought that your gums or your teeth sockets could get it, but the same disease in the tooth socket is the same disease that you have in your joints. And the tooth socket is just like one of the joints in the body, because the tooth is separated from the bone by the same kind of membrane, the periodontal ligament, and another membrane that separates the tooth from the jawbone itself to seat the tooth into the tooth joint. And when you start to have problems with your teeth getting loose, or any kind of a jaw problem that's not immediately associated to a cavity, is a very good indication that you have arthritis in other joints inside the body. And where did this arthritis come from? An excellent condition. Now, I'm going to answer that here in just a second, because the tooth joint is the same as your hip joint. It's the same as your knee joint. It's the same as your shoulder joint, because the tooth is locked in the same way your humerus, your arm, is locked into your shoulder joint. Now, when I come up here in a second, after a break that's coming up here in just a few moments, what I'm going to get into is what happens in the kitchen and what happens at the dinner table to promote arthritis. Because unless there's some kind of an autoimmune thing going on, which is a small percentage of arthritis problems, the major cause of arthritis is something that happens in the kitchen and something that happens at the dinner table. And that's what I'm going to get to right after the break, coming up here in just a few minutes. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue more of the DJV Health Show coming up next.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Drop what you're doing right now. The deals at Kohl's are too hot to last. I got my husband a few polos for just $9.99. Found myself a swimsuit for less than $18. And got sandals for my entire family for under $20. You seriously don't want to miss this. So run to your nearest Kohl's, because with more style and more savings, this might just be the best summer yet.
Select styles. Offers end June 6th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy, in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken, that's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, what's going on in the kitchen? What's going on at the dinner table that's going to cause your teeth to loosen or to start getting arthritis in your joints? And I love it when I talk to a new patient who is having some kind of back pain or knee pain or whatever else. And I tell them, oh, have you seen anybody else about this? Oh, yeah, well, I saw my family doctor. What does he say? Well, he says it's arthritis. I said, well, do they take x-rays of it? No. Well, the only way you can diagnose arthritis is with an x-ray. Arthritis on an x-ray is as obvious as the nose on your face. I mean, you can't miss it. Now, if you may have joint pain, but it may not be arthritis. It may be something else. Just a loosening of the ligamentous tissue that holds everything together. And so we'll get some x-rays, and I show them on the x-ray, yes, you do. You have some arthritis here. It's not that bad, but a little bit. Or in other cases, no, there's no arthritis here at all. The problem isn't arthritic joints. The problem is the way the body is balanced against gravity, and that's what we're going to take care of. Now, let me get back to the kitchen. From a practical aspect, the best way to get away from the loose joints or the loose teeth and the joints, which we all have, is to get more raw foods into your diet. It's this idea of cooking and cooking and cooking, especially cooking in conjunction with sugar and cooking foods that have sugar and protein together, because that's what destroys the critical amino acids that are absolutely necessary for the protein fibers in bone, for the bone to be very, very strong. And without those amino acids, the body cannot regenerate the fibrous tissue. Remember, your bones are one-third fibrous tissue, protein tissues. Your bones are one-third protein, one-third mineral, mostly calcium, and one-third water. Oh, yeah, a third of it's water. And most of our dental and bone disease is due not so much to the lack of minerals as it is to the lack of the amino acids that build the protein structures in the bone that the minerals attach themselves to, something called ground substance. You can't just take minerals. You can't just take calcium to build a bone unless there's something there for the calcium to attach to. Now, you may never have heard that before. Until I got into studying the structure and health of bone, I'd never heard of anything like that. I just thought bone was bone. No, not at all. And it's the lack of the amino acids to build this fibrous tissue to the point where the calcium doesn't have anything to attach to. Now, we don't get those amino acids in most of our food products because we don't normally eat bone. We don't chew them up. I mean, if we try to, we don't get these tough connective tissues either in our diet because we don't eat tendons. We don't eat the periosteum off of the bone, which is the little velvety covering of the bone. We don't eat connective tissue at all. However, that is making a comeback because a lot of grocery stores in the butcher block area, you will see soup bones sitting there. And those soup bones are still covered with the periosteum and they're full of marrow. And what a lot of people are doing now, and I've suggested this to many of my patients, start making homemade bone broth. Because that homemade bone broth is going to leach out of the bone the minerals and some very, very important amino acids that's necessary for that bone matrix to attach itself to strengthen the bone, to strengthen your gum, to tighten your teeth back up. Some dentists will tell you if you get loose teeth, you're in trouble. No, not so. That's not necessarily the case. We'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and I'll tell you what to do about this.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump White House economic advisor Peter Navarro formally filed a lawsuit Tuesday against the January 6th committee and the Department of Justice. In a case where he'll be acting as his own attorney. Of the lawsuit, Navarro said, quote, it's 99% aimed at the kangaroo committee that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formed, end quote. It should be noted Nancy Pelosi's mostly partisan committee rejected the Republicans' choice to serve on the committee. President Biden will push a new economic agenda and migration policy at the 9th annual America's Summit scheduled for June 6th through the 10th in Los Angeles, California. That's if he can get key leaders to attend. Mexican President Obrador said that he will not attend the Summit of Americas unless all nations are invited. He would then send an envoy in his place. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Cease and desist letters are telling Las Vegas wedding chapels no more Elvis impersonators. The order is from Authentic Brands Group, a licensing company that owns the rights to Elvis. Wedding operators are saying business is finally getting back to normal. Now this, couples going to Vegas seem to want an Elvis wedding. David Lee Roth, the first lead singer of Van Halen when they propelled to rock star status in the late 70s, was seen at LAX Airport in Southern California returning from a gig in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico over the weekend. DLR alluded to coming out of retirement.
There's always a tomorrow for a singer. Not right? So much for a trombone player these days, okay?
The pandemic blew up his Las Vegas residency about a year and a half ago. A Washington, D.C. jury voted that Michael Sussman was not guilty of lying to the FBI. South Carolina Republican and House Oversight Committee member Representative Nancy Mace on Newsmax said special counsel John Durham and his prosecutors did not get a fair day in court, and that D.C. elites are never held accountable for breaking laws.
And it doesn't feel like they got a fair day in court, and it feels like that no one is ever held accountable in this country for breaking the law, particularly in the highest echelons of campaigns and the federal government. And it's inexcusable, really. And the frustration of the American people, I'm sure, will be palpable with this verdict. But we just want someone, anyone, to be held accountable for the laws that they're breaking.
Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Welcome back to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And what do I want to get? Do you guys like bologna sandwiches? Do you like a bologna sandwich? The problem is the mayonnaise on the bologna sandwich is the bad oils. Usually it's white bread, which is absolutely zero nutrition. And the bologna today is just full of so much junk and garbage that you can hardly call it a food. But back in the days of pre-World War II nutritional standards, bologna actually was a rather healthy food because it had all of this connective tissue in it. And interestingly enough, the normal formula, I don't know for sure what it is today, but the normal formula for bologna sausage, and they called it bologna sausage, we just call it bologna, was about 40 to 50% pigskin. And you could get the amino acids out of bologna back before World War II that you needed for strong bones. When you read medical anthologies or you go back into medical history, you do not see the degenerative diseases that we have today hardly at all prior to World War II. Because back then we ate food that was full of nutrition. And as a result, our bodies had all the micronutrients that they needed to get the job done. Now, in order to get more raw foods into the system, a lot of people have started juicing. And they purchase this juicing equipment up till now that they just, you know, just liquefy like crazy. They just throw this in and throw that in and throw that in. And so this raw food thing is reemerging, which is, I think, is a good idea. But don't go off the beam and start drinking vegetable and fruit juices any more than you would have normally eaten. I've seen patients come into the clinic with a quart jar of carrot juice. But how many carrots are in there? I'd ask them, how many carrots are, would you normally eat the, oh, no, 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 that's why I juice it. Do you know what's in that carrot juice? And there's this little pause for a moment because they've never really thought about it. Well, for one thing, there's a lot of sugar in that thing. And there are a lot of nutrients that your body would really like to use, but you are going to so overwhelm the system that it can't possibly process. It's just like taking a small compact car that runs on regular gas and loading it up with nitromethane fuel. It just can't possibly get the job done. So you never drink any more juice than you would normally get from just eating it. And this is important to keep in mind. I mean, I've seen a lot of trouble caused by people who just drink lots and lots of citrus juices, such as grapefruit, in excessive amounts. It causes alkalinity of the blood because the alkaline ash, which is the residue after the citric acid in the grapefruit juice has been oxidized and burned up, and citric acid is really a carbohydrate, and it disappears normally if you don't overwhelm the body with it. But, of course, if you don't burn it up, it's going to go to the kidneys, and it's going to carry a lot of calcium out with it, which is not good. That's another problem with having very concentrated fruit and vegetable juices. It will carry calcium out of the blood with it through the kidneys. But whatever it is, you know, it's just when this alkaline ash, when you eat some acidic food, it's going to oxidize and form an alkaline ash. And the building up of the alkaline ash inside the body will cause the blood to get alkaline. And when you get alkaline blood, you start to get nervous and you get allergies and you get these eruptions wherever you know, when you take some of these fruits, not a whole lot of a dose and you feel disturbed about it and you itch and you scratch. And I think most of our allergies are simply due to alkalinity, and people get allergies to anything they eat, and then they finally can't eat anything. I mean, I have yet to see an allergy patient who was not practically fully recovered as soon as they quit taking excessive fruit juices into their diet. Sometimes as little as 2 weeks. So that, I think that's an important thing. I wasn't intending to go in that direction, but I think that's something that you should know about, because fruit juices, they're all right. I mean, citrus juices are all right. We just don't overdo it. And another point, citrus juices from fruit grown on alkaline soil are much more alkaline than they otherwise would be. Now, what do I mean by that? We have a lot of alkaline soil out in California. You can see these alkaline deposits, these white deposits on the side of the road as you're driving through parts of California. Anyway, cereals are very acid foods, and fruits and vegetables are almost always too alkaline. And so those who live on cereals and meats, and nothing against cereal and meat, it's just that we have a tendency to overdo this stuff, they become over acid. And when you find people who are not eating cereals and not eating meat, but they're just eating fruits and vegetables, begin to be too alkaline. And that's where I see a lot of the allergy problems, skin problems, elimination problems. So the idea, When blood tests are made, we usually find that people are about a third of the people are too alkaline, about a third of the people are too acid, and about a third of the people have an alkaline acid balance where it's supposed to be. And this is where we find the healthiest people. And so I think part of the natural human tendency is that we find something that makes us feel a little bit better or improves how we sleep or gives us better energy during the day, we think that an awful lot more of it would be even better. And the body is always looking for balance. It's looking for emotional balance. It's looking for nervous balance. It's looking for digestive balance. It's looking for balance inside the bloodstream that supplies everything else. And this, there's a lot of nonsense out there about how the body's supposed to be alkaline. To me, that's like telling me the body should always be facing north. It's ridiculous. The saliva in your mouth is usually alkaline. Your stomach gets as hot as battery acid. Your small intestine, at least initially, is alkaline. And then your colon is acidic. And this kind of a balance that your body tries to maintain is something that leads to good health. And the idea that somehow throughout the entire body we should be either acid or alkaline or whatever else usually is because somebody's trying to sell you something. Now, the practical thing here is just to try to keep in mind the idea of acid and alkaline balance in the matter of raw foods over cooked foods, and the fact that cooked foods have lost all their vitamins from refining and storage, and the only cereal to use, really, is if you're going to have cereal for breakfast, you want steel-cut oatmeal. That's it. You don't want rolled oats. When they take the oat and they roll it with stone or however commercially they're doing it, they open up the germ of the oat berry, and it gets exposed to oxygen. And when it gets exposed to oxygen, the vitamin E goes rancid within as little as 10 days. And rancid vitamin E oil is known to be carcinogenic. I've often said on my radio shows in the past, for the past 30 years, the worst food to feed anybody for breakfast is breakfast cereal. That's why they have to enrich it. Because there's almost no food value left there whatsoever. And they're laced with sugar to get you to eat it. A lot of breakfast, I remember in a nutrition class in college, Dr. Ansari, who was the professor who taught the class, he challenged me, as well as several of my classmates, to go to the grocery store and go through the cereal aisle of the grocery store and see how many foods did not have sugar in the first four ingredients. Now, okay, that might take a while. No, it didn't. It didn't take a while at all. It didn't take long at all. I think there were four of the cereals. What are there, 50 different cereals there or more? There were four of them that didn't have sugar in the first four ingredients, and half of them that did had sugar twice listed under different names in the first four ingredients. It's just like commercial baby formula. You know, babies wouldn't drink that muck, that horrible stuff out of a can that we call baby formula if it wasn't loaded with sugar, which, of course, develops a sweet tooth before they were even able to walk. But that's, I think I've talked about that in past shows. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about steel-cut oats, especially from a health food store, is a good way to get oatmeal because the grinding of the oat berry when you have rolled oats creates heat. And it cooks out the amino acids that are present in the germ of the wheat or of the oat berry. Or the same thing with wheat. But we're talking about oats right now. But when you steel cut, it doesn't generate heat. And you get the oatmeal in a way that once it's cooked, I mean, it's about the same thing. And it's actually rather healthy for you. And the problem, and I know we're going to run out of time for today's show about this, but I wanted to get to you, to talk to you about what I thought probably is the most important vitamin, and I'm as it relates to our food intake, but I might have to save that for the next week. I hope you don't mind me baiting you like that, because I don't think I'm going to have enough time to really get into it. A lot of my patients say, well, Dr. Jack, what's the most important vitamin? Well, and my answer is pretty simple. When is the most important hour of the day for you to breathe? Something is going to go lacking, and then you fall back into that category. Well, let's see if we can make something out of nothing today. We're not getting enough vitamin D in our diet, or we're not getting enough vitamin C or enough vitamin A, and we begin to have these vitamin deficiencies showing up, and we really don't do much about it because we think that, well, food is food, and what are we trying to do? We're trying to satiate our hunger. We're trying to satiate our sugar tooth, our sweet tooth, I mean, and we're driven by hidden hungers, stimulated by the hypothalamus to make up for missing aspects of our diet, those hidden drives that are deep inside of it. Well, man, why do I want sour pickles all of a sudden? It's because your hypothalamus is telling you there's something in that mix, that brine, that the brain wants that it's not getting in your breakfast cereal or your fast food lunch or whatever else. So But I'm going to bait you a little bit. If you could only have one vitamin, this vitamin, I'm telling you, would get rid of heart disease in America if people would have this one vitamin. And it's vitamin E. And I want you to look into that a little bit between now and when I talk to you again. Because I'm going to tell you what happens in the food industry to destroy vitamin E. And then I'm going to tell you why vitamin E is so vital to cardiovascular health. And why your heart cannot function without adequate levels of vitamin E. And ever since vitamin E was removed through the food processes of commercial foods in our grocery stores, heart disease showed up like a hurricane. Well, that'll do it, I think, for this week's DJV Health Show. Remember, you can hear all of our DJV Health Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at djvhealthshow.com. You can listen to my podcast at forbiddendoctor.com. And if you would like some more information on where you can get this vital vitamin E product, because there's only one I recommend, you can get a hold of me at jackstockwell@gmail.com. And I will personally respond to you and tell you what I think is the best thing that you can possibly do. So in wrapping up this segment, before I join Doug for the rest of the program, I chewed up 10 Cataplex E tablets just before I did this show, because that's where I'm going to get my vitamin E. You can get more information about that if you go to orders@forbiddendoctor.com and ask for information, or just email me, jackstockwell@gmail.com, and I'll tell you all about that and why I use that particular product.
Before Bamboo HR... feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
A mentor program director from my LA radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell now, as we have lots of questions this time of year. People want to know how to take better care of their health, their well-being. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor. He and his wife have a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. I find him to be a fabulous friend. I visit with him. I only got there once this year. Usually I get there twice, sometimes three times a year. I only got there once, so I'm really out of adjustment, out of whack, if you will.
Yes, so.
All right, so the question comes from listeners about sunscreen. And whether it's important, we've been discussing how genetics plays an important role in cancer prevention. What do you do? What does Mary do? What do your children do when it comes to being out in the sun? Do you have protection? Do you think we need protection? What do you think?
Well, some people with very light complexions do, but there's two things you need to understand. Number one, the sun does not cause cancer. There are billions of people on this planet in the day, all day long, in the sun, who are not getting skin cancer. The sun can irritate the skin so that underlying factors in the body, such as malnutrition and dietary choices, can certainly be triggered and cause some melanoma and skin cancers. But it's not that the sun that's causing it. The underlying cause is deep inside our own physiology. Now, what? I have an employee. Red hair, white skin,
right?
Just very, very white skin. If she does not put on something, she's going to burn like toast. So the thing that I recommend is try to get, if you're going to use some SPF, if you're going to use some kind of sun blocker or whatever else, try to stay away from the stuff that's got squalene in it. That's very toxic to the human. Well, it's an extract from sharks, but it's
very,
the way it's processed, squalene oil. But then there's other kinds of squalene as well.
I can remember selling shark fin powder or something. Yeah. I remember an advertiser, and the claim was that shark fins or the grindings were really good for you, and I can't remember anymore. This was a long time ago. But now you just made me think about that.
Well, it was marketed for a lot of different things, for ED, for memory, for, you know, for a libido, a bunch of other things. And but it's kind of fallen off by the wayside because it just didn't work very well.
Huh. Well,
but any time you take something from nature and you just process the living life out of it, you end up with something that's kind of toxic. So you want to, if you're going to put on SPF, sun protection factor, you know, it's just sun blocker.
Yep.
It depends on your own ability to handle ultraviolet. It's the ultraviolet, you know, it's infrared from the sun where you feel the warmth, but it's the ultraviolet. You don't feel that really until after it's burned you enough. You don't feel the effect of it until after you're burned. And that's the thing that's really causing problems to the skin. And if you have a history of skin problems and you're going to be out in the sun, then obviously you got to put something on you. And I always recommend stay away from anything that's got squalene in the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in a lot of the sunblocker products.
So what do you have? You represent Standard Process. They have lots of things. Is there something in terms of what you ingest or oil that they have that you can protect yourself from the problem, like SPF does? I never use SPF.
Yeah, if you're
all the time.
No, because your skin is tuned to the sun. Mm-hmm. And you're like me. I can go out and get burned one day, and the next morning when I wake up, it's brown. And that's the way I like it. And, and by burned, I mean just the gentle, nothing that keeps me up all night in pain.
No.
I can't remember the last time I was burned that bad. But
I don't know. Every once in a while, the back of my neck, you know, on the farm, I'm out sometimes 8 hours a day, and I just use regular cream on my face. People say, why isn't your face like leather? You're out in the sun all that time.
Because you take care of yourself. And you use a lot of SP products. Now, there is a product from Standard Process called Dermatrophin PMG.
Yeah.
And it helps to preserve the integrity of the skin. And so during the summer months, I always recommend people who are going to be in the sunlight a lot might want to use some of that.
I think it's you got to do a little exploring. You have to ask questions. The things that are advertised heavily, I'm always suspicious of, even though I'm in the advertising business. You know, all of the things that you see, especially with the drug companies behind some of this stuff, it's just, you know, okay, SPF, make sure it's 40 or 70 or 30 or whatever it is. Everybody's different, though. That's the chemical makeup of all of our bodies is different, so you got to continue to
find the one that works for you.
Exactly, right. Dr. Jack Stockwell here at 59 past the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.